Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C. James.
Mark. F.N. James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
Exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome everyone. This is a live show. My name is Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James, coming to you live. It is Thursday, and it's 10:01 p.m. After joining Red Sox Classic. I get in here, and the text line, you guys make me crap up. You really make me crack up. It's amazing. Like, it's not Mutt's fault that his show has been preempted for the time being. So just FYI, don't take it out on Mutt. Some of the people here ragging on Tim Neverett. And, I what do you want me to say? I mean, it's Red Sox Classic. He was part of the broadcast then. It is what it is. But I am live, and I'm here with you people. That means the listening audience, so you don't go Don Cherry me. All the people who wake up every day who find a reason to be offended. Well, I guess it could be millennials. There's a lot of millennials who are probably leading that brigade. But I am here with you till midnight. So we will talk. We will talk live about sports, the coronavirus, Netflix. What else we got here? Tiger King, part of Netflix, Ozark. I'm binge watching a lot of stuff right now, trying to maintain my sanity in a very insane time. So all that on the table. One of the things that I was thinking about this today, too. I'm like, what if you had a friend or, a significant other or whatever that went on some tropical vacation since March 8th, and they didn't have cell service, and they didn't want any sort of contact with the outside world, and they come back in town, and they fly back into Logan or Bradley Airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, and they're unaware about everything that's gone on since really March 11th. 11th, 12th, that time. And how would you explain to them, hey, he's like, imagine you're like your friend who, just like I said, they were in some, who knows, third world country that's not even on a map anymore. They just wanted to get away from everything. They've been gone for close to a month. They're like, listen, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to detach completely from society. And I'm going to go away. And I don't want to hear from anyone or anything about what is going on in the world. Shutting my phone off. I'm not going on the internet. I'm not checking any emails. How would you explain to them what we are going through right now, which initially was an epidemic, is now a pandemic in COVID-19, the coronavirus? How would you explain? Oh, yeah. So now, listen, when you pick me up, can we stop on the way home at Nordstrom? I gotta pick some. Nordstrom's close. Oh, really? Well, what about Macy's? Oh, no, Macy's is closed too. Okay, well, what about Neiman Marcus? No, that's closed too. Saks Fifth Avenue? Nope. Also, Kohl's, Sears, JCPenney, closed. Best Buy? Dick's Sporting Goods? No, they're all closed. Like, you're like, what's going on here? Like, what are you talking about? Why is everything closed? Oh, no, only essential stores are open now, meaning grocery stores, gas stations, pet stores. That's it. Why? Well, this thing, the coronavirus. Wait a second. This thing that a month ago that most people thought was, most people thought it was nothing more than a glorified flu. That the flu was killing more people? No, yeah. Like, just imagine how you would try to explain to someone who's been completely out of touch with any reality over the course of the last 3.5 weeks, how you would try to explain to them, or 3 weeks, what has been going on now in society. No, we all stay indoors now, and we have a stay-at-home order, and we're not really supposed to leave the house unless it's for necessity. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, that's, by the way, so, okay, well, all right, I know that's, you know, okay, so I can't go to the mall, I can't go to Dick's Sporting Goods or Best Buy or whatever, but man, I can't wait, you know, when I left, the Bruins had the best record in the NHL, can't wait to see them pick back up and as they make a run to the Cup, nope, NHL season is currently postponed. Well, the NBA, they might, no, the NBA is, they are also suspended for now. Well, what about this upcoming weekend's the Final Four? No, March Madness was canceled? What are you effing kidding me? No. Yeah, March Madness was canceled. Well, at least I can enjoy WrestleMania this weekend. Well, yeah, but it won't be taking place where it was announced for the last year at Raymond James Stadium. Oh, by the way, speaking of Raymond James Stadium, I thought you'd want to know since you just came back into the country, Tom Brady will now be playing his home games there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He left the Patriots and decided to take his talents to Tampa Bay. Just think about that for a second. If you had a friend that was, you know, like I said, had no communication with the outside world, but was just on some isolated sabbatical an island with no one around, how would you even begin to explain what has transpired here for the last 3 weeks? Think about that. It's really remarkable. Well, probably the wrong choice of words. How about uneffing believable to try to convey to somebody what has gone on now really since about March 11th and 12th. That, yeah, we're pretty much supposed to stay inside. By the way, not only is the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball postponed, there are no Masters. Wimbledon's been canceled. The British Open has been canceled. Masters postponed temporarily. And, no sports bars. Oh, you cannot go out to, you know, imagine if you're picking them up from the airport and they're like, hey, can we stop and grab something to eat on the way? No, we can't stop anywhere and actually eat at a place anymore. That's all stopped. You can only get to go. You can only get takeout or drive through at McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. Like, think about if you were that person You know, what, like, you'd be like, what just happened to the world that I left over 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago? What, like, what's gone on? This is how much our lives have changed since that very moment. And it's really unprecedented to even think about, and incredulous to even think about what we're still going through and how people are dying at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. It's been announced now that 12 people have died from the coronavirus. 12. And the thing that maybe a lot of people didn't take quite seriously a month ago, it's not only serious, it's extremely dangerous and deadly. It's real. And it's, unfortunately, our nightmare that's become a daily reality that we are living in. So I'm thankful to have you with me. Yes, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Olympics postponed as well. Thank you very much on that in the text line for reminding me. Everything has been just suspended. Now, the one thing in the one league that is marching on, because they're in the offseason right now, is the NFL. The NFL is marching on. They had free agency start when it was supposed to, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And they're going to have the draft take place, the first round, 3 weeks from tonight, right now. Matter of fact, probably right around this time or sometime within the next hour, if they stand pat, the New England Patriots will be selecting with their first round pick, 23rd overall in the draft. 3 weeks from tonight, right about now, anywhere between any time between now and about 11:25. They will be selecting. Now, I think something that sort of let us in a little bit over the course of the last 24 hours is the fact that the Patriots cut Cody Kessler yesterday, which I believe that their first pick at number 23 will be a quarterback. Whether it's Jordan Love out of Utah State, Jacob Eason out of Washington/Georgia, I think the Patriots are in a market for a quarterback. I'm hoping that by then that Bill Belichick makes a move to perhaps add some second round picks. And by doing that, in order to get something, what do you have to do? You have to give something, which means maybe a deal for Stephon Gilmore could yield a 2 and a 3, a 2 and a 4. Maybe a deal for James White could give you something, or even Sony Michel, who's going into his third season, had a down year last year coming off his really good rookie year. Now, something that we've all gone through 2 weeks ago was the announcement of Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what happened. Chris Sims and Mike Florio, we're talking about the future of the New England Patriots and where that could lie going forward. And they brought up a name, very familiar, but something that's quite interesting, that a point that maybe, just maybe, the current head coach is setting up his legacy to be taken over by his own flesh and blood.
This was the first year I started to get a sense that maybe Steve's the one who takes over for Bill, not Josh McDaniels. Did you get that sense this year?
I feel like that's why Josh McDaniels got into the head coach coaching conversation, that maybe he saw a little bit of the writing on the wall there, that, ooh, Steve Belichick is rising up the ranks and I might, you know, be the one left without a seat here. Added to the fact that, you know, I think there's a number of people in football that look at it right now and think that Belichick kind of screwed over Josh McDaniels in the coaching hirings this year anyways, making him stay in the building, didn't let him go down to Carolina and interview, right? You know, never got a chance to interview with the New York Giants. So You know, those are things I look at too and go, man, how could Josh be real happy with Bill Belichick at this point right now? And I think that would even favor Stephen Belichick even more.
All right, so there's out there, right there from Pro Football Talk, that maybe Bill Belichick is setting up the Patriots so he can handpick his successor, which would be his son, Steve Belichick. Now, I'm asking you this as objectively as possible, even the In Bill We Trust people, because I know a lot of you, you can't be objective when it comes to Bill. You can't admit that as great of a coach that he has been equally, in the last 3 years, arguably the worst draft evaluator in the NFL, one of them, in the last 3 years. Okay? You can't, but forget about that for a second. Now, we all know that Jonathan Kraft has been taking over the day-to-day operations of the New England Patriots for quite some time now, right? We know that. But, so we know it's, you know, a matter of time before he will be the end-all, be-all head chief. The buck stops with him. He's going to take over for his dad, and he's going to be the guy to run the Patriots. I think everybody, you know, it is what it is. Would you be comfortable handing over the keys to the kingdom to Bill's son, Steve? Now, I know he comes from great stock. I know he has, you know, he talks like his dad. He has a demeanor like his father. He won't, you know, if any media questions him on certain things, he won't take the bait on that. But I have to tell you, long term, I don't think that's the greatest idea for the New England Patriots. You're talking about a franchise that has won 6 Super Bowls in a span of 18 years. 6 in 18 years. That's one Super Bowl title for every 3 years, which is, you talk about unattainable, unprecedented. That'll never happen again. But why would you think that Steve Belichick, just because of his last name, he's going to be as good of a as his dad? Do you ever hear about Michael Jordan's son who played at Illinois and didn't even compare to his father? The list can go on and on and on about legacies who don't quite live up to the reputation of their forefathers. If I'm Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft at that time, depending on who's the person running the franchise, do you think giving the team to Steve Belichick is great just because of who his dad is? You don't think there's more qualified individuals out there than Steve Belichick? You know, Kyle Shanahan paid his dues, right? He was an offensive coordinator in Washington. I believe he spent some time in Cleveland. He was the OC in Atlanta when they went to the Super Bowl and had a 28-3 lead in the third quarter, and they blew it. And he eventually earned his shot to be a head coach of an NFL team. And I'm not saying that Steve Belichick is not deserving of that. I just don't know. There's a part of me, too, if I'm Steve Belichick, do you want to do it here? You know, do you really? Like, I remember when the Knicks traded for Stephon Marbury and they brought Brooklyn's own Coney Island favorite son back home to the city, traded to Phoenix, and got him to come to the Knicks. And everybody thought it was going to be, you know, the Knicks were, he was going to return them to the promised land. Didn't happen. It never usually works. And the one thing that if you're the New England Patriots, and I've seen this movie before on a college level, Alabama and Bear Bryant won 6 national titles. And Alabama kept trying to hold on to the ghost of Bear Bryant. They hired Gene Stallings, who, by the way, did win a national title. Then after that, they hired Mike Dubose, who was decent, won an SEC title, lost to Tom Brady in the 2000 Orange Bowl, and they kept holding on to the bear, and they hired Mike Price, who got caught with a hooker in a hotel room using a university credit card. And then they hired Mike Shula, who played football at Alabama, but was connected to Bear Bryant. So he was a former, and Gene Stallings. So he played for Gene. So he was, and they could never quite consistently get it right until they finally hired a guy in the beginning of 2007 by the name of Nick Saban, who had absolutely nothing to do with Bear Bryant. And they've won not one, not two, not three, not four, but five national titles in a span of 13 years. And they have been the gold standard in college football. Why? Because they decided to finally get away from the bear. And I got to tell you, and I'm not saying that Steve Belichick wouldn't be worthy of being a head coach one day. Why would you want to do it here where you're never, ever going to be better than your father? You're always going to be compared to your father. Why would you want to do it here? If I was Steve Belichick, I'd want to do it somewhere else. I want to go to Cincinnati or Arizona or Cleveland where they suck. I mean, I know his dad was in Cleveland, but they weren't that good back then. So maybe then they would, you know, maybe he could actually be better than his dad was in Cleveland. But why would you want to do it here in New England? You're never going to be better than your father. You're never going to live up to the larger-than-life shadows of your dad. He will always loom over you. I mean, I guess if you want that kind of challenge, sure, why not? But really? And if I'm the New England Patriots and Robert and Jonathan Kraft, you're telling me they're not more qualified coaches out there that could take over for Bill Belichick when he decides to hang him up? I'm asking. So would you be okay if Steve Belichick succeeded his dad, Bill? 617-779-7937. Now, maybe if Bill sticks around for three more years and Steve continues to, you know, to earn his chops as a defensive coordinator and becomes one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. And, you know, I just don't think he's ready now. And I don't think he'd be ready next year either in 2021. I think this is something that maybe in 2023 you could revisit. But again, you're fighting. It's like Steven Spielberg's son trying to become a director in Hollywood. You're never going to beat your dad. It's never going to happen. You won't have bigger hits than Jaws and Indiana Jones and, I mean, all these. It's never going to be there. So why would you want to do that here? Now, another thing when I think of Steve Belichick, unfortunately, I also think, now, this wasn't his fault, but I think of what happened prior to Super Bowl 52 and the alleged disagreement or whatever went down between him and Malcolm Butler, which, for whatever reason, propelled his dad to bench Malcolm Butler, who played 98% of the defensive snaps, and bench him for the biggest game of the year, when the team was getting scorched by Nick freaking Foles. So I think about that. Now, that's not Steve's fault. Okay, that wasn't his fault. I'd like to think if it was up to Steve, he would have played Malcolm Butler. I don't know. We'll never know. But Bill lets something personal get in the way of business when Bill always says what he does is in the best interest of the team, except for Super Bowl 52. Except for 2020 free agency with Tom Brady. Except for those two things, normally I think he tries to do what's in the best interest of the team. Except for those two big, big times. For the most part, I think I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Six Super Bowl trophies to show that. So you have that on the table. again, if you have a friend who's been gone, and how would you explain to him or her when they came back in the country how much this world has changed and it is completely different from when they left 3 weeks to a month ago? And it'll there's movie theaters are closed. Oh, well, what about, nope, that's closed. You can't go to a restaurant. Well, maybe I can go to Abe and Louie's or Alp. Nope, close. Only to go. Like, what? Are you kidding me? And Steve Belichick. We'll get started with that. 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Patriots, I will give a lot of credit to the Crafts, even though on my trending sheet says the Carfs. The Crafts have used the Patriots team plane to bring back 1.2 million N95 masks from China to be used in Massachusetts hospitals. So thank you to Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft for making such a benevolent gesture. Someone was telling me, oh, Robert Kraft's on CNN right now. I go, well, that's actually good, because Robert Kraft was on CNN a year ago for another reason that wasn't good. So it's good for this reason, not so good for the last a year ago. All right, your phone calls next. 617-779-7937. Now time for trending.
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, speaking of, as I just mentioned, the Crafts donating 1.2 million N95 masks from China to be used in Massachusetts hospitals. That's pretty much, they deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for New England for that gesture. And you could see all the masks being loaded there, and that's a really great thing to be used in a benevolent way. Certainly much needed right now. Red Sox baseball back on the radio tomorrow. Guess what, folks? Game 3 of the 2018 ALDS from Fenway Park. You can listen to the game beginning at 7 across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network text line. I can already hear you texting right now. Al Horford donating $500,000 to the coronavirus relief efforts in his native Dominican Republic in all of his basketball stops. That donation will aid relief efforts in Boston, Michigan, Florida, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. It's a really cool thing that Al Horford's doing. And the Bucks have signed Blaine Gabbert to hold Tom Brady's clipboard in Tampa on a one-year deal. Tua Tagovailoa had overwhelmingly positive results from a medical recheck this afternoon performed by an independent doctor chosen by NFL teams. There's talk out there that, I don't know, maybe he could be number one now over Burrow. We'll see. Your call's next. Mark James on WEI.
For all station contest rules, go to WEEI.com/rules. WEEI.com/rules.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
The other curveball here, though, there are some people who think that Bill Belichick will end his career as an executive, a Bill Parcells type. Not that that ever works. It didn't work for Tom Coughlin. It really didn't work for Bill Parcells. But there's a thought that Bill gets a little slice of equity and is like the VP of football operations for another team. If that would ever happen with a team other than the Patriots, I could see him wanting to hire Steve. And that would be something if it would play out that way.
Yeah, so, sure. I get that. I don't see Bill doing that, though. I don't. I think Bill is, he would be frustrated just being the GM. He'd be like, why aren't you coaching him to do this? Why aren't you doing that? And I just think he's got to be in total control. And when he feels like he can't do that, he'll retire.
But if his son was the head coach,
that could be different. Easier. You're right.
It would be easier to sell that.
While the narrative out there for Steve Belichick to take over for the New England Patriots is one day from Bill is really being pushed by Chris Sims and Mike Florio. If and I guess we crossed that bridge when we came to it, but I certainly don't think it's time to cross it now or next year. Maybe in 3 years we can revisit it. I don't know. What has he proven? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, listen, I'm sure his dad's not going to put him in a position to fail like he did Tom Brady this season, because he certainly did that to Tom Brady. But maybe he would put his son in a better position to succeed. I just don't think that time is now. I don't think with all the people out there that a guy like Steve Belichick is the most qualified to take over, especially the fact that he's succeeding the most successful head coach of all time. But if you missed any of my show this past weekend, I mentioned something you know, if you want to bring up about Bill Belichick and his drafting ability. So the Patriots in the 2017 NFL draft, they their earliest picks were in the third round, just due to the fact that they had the Deflategate punishment and all that stuff. So they didn't draft until the third round. And the first two picks in the third round were the 83rd pick and the 85th pick. With the 83rd pick, the Patriots took Derek Rivers. The very next pick, the Buccaneers took Chris Godwin. The pick after that, 85th, Patriots took Antonio Garcia. And then the Chiefs, right after that, took Kareem Hunt. I just want you to understand, when you F up in the draft, how bad it affects your team going forward. If Bill Belichick had taken Chris Godwin and Kareem Hunt instead of Derek Rivers and Antonio Garcia, who had not even on the team, none of them, or the other one even hadn't played, had the slightest impact whatsoever. If you had taken those two guys, you wouldn't need to take Sony Michel with your second first round pick in 2018 and N'Keal Harry with your first round pick in 2019. So that's what I'm telling you about on how imperative it is to hit on your draft picks. And when you F that up, you have consequences long term and it can mess everything up. So now you see what I'm saying. Now you know what I mean when I criticize Bill Belichick. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Anthony, who's at Harvard. Are you a student, Anthony, at Harvard?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No, but I'm in the town of Harvard, not this.
I got you. I got not in Cambridge. Fair enough. Yes, I got you. Yep. Okay, what's up, Anthony?
Okay, I have driven me crazy listening to all the the pluses about Bill Belichick and how he has only this year pulled away from Brady. Really, when you really think, you know, what happened in the Super Bowl against Atlanta? You know, how did they ever get that far behind? If he's the greatest defensive coach of all time, and wasn't that the year that he had to move Garoppolo?
No. The season after. So Garoppolo was a backup on that team. He was still there. Well, they were down 20.
They got that far behind that.
Yep.
Brady had to you know, come from unbelievable odds to pull that Super Bowl out of the hat with all the help he had. I know he had plenty, and it worked out very well. But then the next time that they were in the Super Bowl, that whole defensive debacle, you know. So, and I think he has always, if Tom Brady is going to win, he's going to have to do it on his own. And I think that's the way he's always treated Brady.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well. I mean, I think that he has a large, Anthony, margin for error. That when you mess up on draft picks and you don't hit on them, like when you don't do that, Brady's been able to bail him out. Brady's been his bailout.
That's right.
He's been able to overcompensate for Bill Belichick's deficiency in the draft and talent evaluation.
Right. I'm right there.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the phone call. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Tom Brady, and I've mentioned this, I've gone by this, can't call it a home. I guess you could call it an island. They call it St. Jetersburg. Tom Brady now is going to be living in the estate of Derek Jeter, who lives in Miami now. 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, 6-car garage. I used to, before I would go out on dates, if there was a girl who came out of town, I would take them by Derek Jeter's house just to show them that house, saying, yep, there's Derek Jeter. Now let's go over to Burns Steakhouse. It is massive. So Brady's going to have a 7.3, they mapped it out exactly, 7.3-mile commute to Raymond James Stadium in the Bucks, One Buck Place. About a 20-minute drive, depending on what time of the day. But Brady's going to be living large in Tampa, in St. Petersburg, which is just unfreaking believable for me. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, that's now it'll be interesting to me going forward if Brady decides to build one there on his own and plant a flag in Tampa. It'll be interesting to me. Now he's going to rent. And there's no better place he can rent. I'm sure he got a pretty good deal from Derek Jeter on it. And we all know he can afford it. But how cool is that, where he's renting out Derek Jeter's castle? He's renting that thing out. And I'm like, wow. And I can't imagine if Derek Jeter and his wife, Hannah Davis, now Hannah Jeter, the former DirecTV genie, if they decide to come home and I'm sure there's still enough room for them if they need to spend the weekend back at their home. That it's really interesting that that's where Tom Brady's going to live. Yeah, one Michigan guy taking care of another Michigan guy. That's incredible. Look online. It's everywhere. The photos are everywhere. The amazing thing about, to me, is that Davis Island, anyone can drive right up to it. Like, you can, like, matter of fact, on Waze, like, there was a thing a while ago about, like Derek Jeter's home. They, you know, if you put it on your Waze thing, it would show up. Like, yeah, if I want to go to Derek Jeter's house in Tampa, there it is. And you know, so Tom Brady's probably going to need a little bit of security or some people around there to maybe keep crazy Bucks or New England Patriot fans. Yeah, because Derek Jeter, he didn't play for the Rays or, you know, he was big as a Yankee, but now Tom Brady's playing for the Bucks, which is unbelievable when you think. So that's like something that, you know, and it's crazy. You got to check this thing out because it is, it's a monstrosity. But I tell you, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it big. Go big and do it right. And Brady is certainly doing that. And there's a huge dock in the back of Derek Jeter's home on Davis Island. Brady can take a boat out and enjoy the Bay Area. He will love it down there. Now, for those of you like me who might be trying, as much as you're trying to maintain your sanity during an insane time, but you might be going getting a little cabin fever, a little stir crazy. Well, I've got some bad news for you. And Dr. Fauci was on Coach K's radio show. And Coach K was interviewing him about the coronavirus. And, well, let's just say the good doctor, he gave a sports analogy on where we are in terms of the period on when we can expect possibly this thing to go down.
And what we need to do is that we got to play a full court press. I mean, we can't let them get the ball on the ground to dribble. We just got to be all over them. I mean, that's what we really got to do because that's the only tool we have right now. And the game, we're not even at halftime, Coach K. You know, I mean, we're just fighting it out. And then what would be really nice to continue the analogy is that if we can just hold our own, and then when we get back in the second half, just come out like blazing. And that's what we really need to do. Otherwise, that this stuff is going to really, really be very harmful to us as a society.
Wow. We're not even at halftime. That tells you all you need to know. And there's also been reports. The president has said that things will peak here over the course of the next 2 weeks. So it's going to get worse before it ever gets better. So that's why the stay-at-home order for many things is going on another month till May 4th. And then you'll revisit then at the end of the month and see where you're going to go then. This thing is not ending anytime soon. And like I said, at this time of the year, I don't like to politicize anything, so I don't want to do that. I hate when things get politicized, when we're all going through the same thing together. Don't make this about the other party, whether it's the Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Moderates, Independents, whatever. Like, this is just awful. Let's just get this thing under some sort of control and do with it what we can. Because as you heard the doctor say there, we're not even at halftime yet. So I would imagine translation, and which is why I thought it was really irresponsible and stupid for Mark Cuban last week to come out and said, well, I'm betting on the games that we're going to, you know, that this thing, if I'm betting the over under June, I'm betting the under, meaning we're going to be back and playing by mid-May. I don't think we're going to have sports at the, in my opinion, the way I'm looking at things, I don't think anything's going to happen prior to the 4th of July. I'm just going to put that calendar. I really don't. And by then, who knows? Maybe the NHL and NBA decide to say, you know what? We're done. Like, you know what? We can't keep this thing going. We're not going to wait any longer. We've got to call it. I'm hoping they won't do that, but I would be highly surprised and somewhat shocked if Major League Baseball is playing prior to the 4th of July. Get ready, especially with the stipulation that the players and the union, excuse me, the Players Association and the league agreed to, which makes absolutely no sense. The three criteria. No bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of fans. One. So they're saying that they won't play in front of an empty stadium. Okay. No travel restrictions. Two. Medical experts determine games will not pose a risk to health of teams and fans. Three. So guess what that tells me? You're okay with there not being baseball this season. That's where I glean from that. Because all that right there, no bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of fans. If there's one sport I don't need fans to watch it, it's baseball. It's not like basketball or football where you need that sort of home court or home field advantage. Baseball and hockey, I don't need it. I really don't. Especially baseball, which is like, this is the chance now, and I understand that they can't and they won't, and I get all that. But if I was baseball, I would try to be as proactive as possible. And this thing that they came up with this weekend, that the season won't begin until all three of those things, then you're not having a season. So I hope you're okay with that. And I hope you're okay with hearing Red Sox classic games from 2018 or 2013 or 2007 or whatever on this station at night. I'll still be on live, though, at 10 o'clock. So have no fear. Mark with a C. James is still here. But are you kidding me? Like baseball, you need to get over yourselves right now, honestly. And you need to understand that you really don't truly need fans to play your sport. I don't ever recall a regular season baseball game of any distinct home field advantage a team's ever had, ever, in the regular season. Hardly even in the playoffs, too. So that is a major, major faux pas on the sport of baseball, which has been dying on a vine for decades. All right, 617-779-7937. Come on, what's the matter? You don't like the Red Sox Classic Games text line? Come on. Why is golf canceled? You know what? I don't know. Because that's a sport that if everybody's on the, you know, the cabbies and the, I don't know. That's a great question. Golf, there's no need for golf to be canceled. Of all sports, you could pretty much do it as long as everybody tested negative for COVID-19. So I don't know. Yes, aren't there baseball stadiums already with no fans? Go look at the Trop on a Wednesday night in the middle of July. That's normalcy. Look at Camden Yards in Baltimore. That's just like 81 times a year. So who cares if you don't have fans there? Now, I understand Fenway and St. Louis and Wrigley Field in Chicago with the Cubs. Sure, it takes on a completely different thing. So we'll continue this discussion. Also, what's the biggest thing that you miss? Not just even in sports, but you just miss that you can't do right now because of the coronavirus. 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Just name me one great athlete who really looks back like, oh, man. Like MJ, like, oh, man, those last 2 years on the Wizards. Thank God I did that. You know, it's like... It, like Favre. Like, oh, man, that last Vikings year after we almost made the NFC title game when I got the crap kicked out of me and we went, like, 5-11. That was awesome. I'm so glad that happened. Like, it just always ends badly. And I think he's just going to keep going until this ends badly, until he has the same season that Peyton Manning had, when Peyton Manning had 9 TDs and 17 interceptions. And people were wondering if Brock Osweiler should take his job. Like, is that how Brady wants this to end? I guess it is.
All right, that was Bill Simmons basically saying that it never ends well. I can see where he's coming from. I mean, it usually doesn't end well, right? I mean, that's usually how it goes. It doesn't end well. And Jordan and Favre. Now, Favre did get to the NFC Championship game his first year in Minnesota, okay? And, and they, there was, at that time, they looked like they were going to be pretty good. He had 33 touchdowns, 7 picks. He had a comeback year that year, but his last year was an abomination. And it was like, I think at that point he knew that, I'm retired and that's the way it's going to be. Things I miss the most that I can't really do because of Corona. There's a bunch of things really, but I guess just, you can't go out to eat, which I'm not a big, dime, but when you want to do something, if you occasionally want to just treat yourself, say, yeah, I'm going to go out to eat and have a sit down meal. And so I don't have to cook and, let everybody else do the work and I just eat and pay for the meal. I think that kind of does it for me. But I think obviously the biggest thing is no sports. I mean, this crap sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it's just like, and so many, and I get the fact that ESPN and Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports and all CBS Sports, they're all doing these, hey, who's the greatest college basketball player of all time? What are the top 10, greatest calls in Boston sports history? Boston Herald did the top 10 athletes in Boston sports history last week into this week. So, usually that's not supposed to happen until right around the Major League Baseball All-Star break. So we're already getting to that now. I mean, I don't try to do that unless I feel as though that it's timely. I just don't want to do it to do it and say, oh, Mount Rushmore. No, that's becomes lazy after a while. So they're that. Now, the odds are stacked against Tom Brady in terms of him having anywhere near the success that Peyton Manning did in Denver. Now, Peyton Manning, ironically enough, the first 3 seasons he was in Denver, he was a much better quarterback than he was his final season, but his final season was the one where the defense became better than the offense and they carried the Broncos to a Super Bowl. Brady's put in a position to succeed. And they can go, as far as, the Super Bowl. But maybe when it's all said and done, he will look back. And he will say, hey, you know what? I don't know. That was a big mistake. Maybe I should have retired or maybe I should have taken. But here's the thing. Tom Brady is where he is right now because of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick forced him out. You know it and I know it. Brady wouldn't be in Tampa if Bill Belichick had offered him the same deal that the Buccaneers did. Bill Belichick would have, Brady would have stayed. I believe he would have stayed. Belichick didn't. He didn't. And I'm sure Wayne Gretzky looks back and says, hey, probably shouldn't have gone to the St. Louis Blues or New York Rangers at the end of my career. I probably shouldn't have done that. But he did. And a lot of these guys, Jerry Rice, kept playing over and over and over again until finally Rice got cut by Seattle, went to Denver, and here's where his career officially ended. It ended in Broncos training camp in like 2005 or 2006. He was in the training camp with Mike Shanahan, the father of Kyle, and he got cut by the Broncos in training camp. That's where his last regular NFL game he played in was for the Seattle Seahawks. And it didn't go well there. It never usually does. Charles Barkley on the Rockets, Akeem Olajuwon on the Raptors, Patrick Ewing on Seattle Supersonics in Orlando. Yeah, it usually doesn't quite end the way we want it to. This isn't a Disney movie or a shady massage parlor. There's no happy endings here. Usually there isn't. That's not how it works. It's usually something else. It's usually father time catches up and makes you look weak, eroding skills, and nowhere near the guy that you used to be. You know what's weird for me about this, about Brady? Like, he's got a deal where he can't be franchised. Like, there's a part of him, the Bucks. Like, he's still going to consider playing, folks. At 45 and maybe 46 years old, where at that point I'm like, dude, like, I'm with Tom the next 2 years. I'm with him. I'm pro Tom. I'm Tom over team, being his ex-team, the Patriots. And I want Tom Brady to be as successful. I want him to win the Super Bowl again. I want him to be the best quarterback in the NFL again. Maybe being an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP again. But after these 2 years, I got to tell you, if it starts to really go bad, there's a time where you just have to give it up. But not now. I still believe, surrounded by weapons and protection to help him out, Tom Brady can be an all-pro quarterback. I believe that. But if you get to age 45 and 46, you're like, dude, listen, come on, bro. Come on. Come on. It's just time. At that point, you're already on borrowed time. You got 20 years in the league. You're going to end up getting 22, okay? Don't push it. Don't keep going and keep this thing going to where you turn your career into a mockery and you're Wayne Gretzky on the Blues or Rangers. 617-779-7937 is the number again. Steve is up in Winchester. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, sir, how are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. I do agree with you. I think if Belichick just last year gave him a 3-year deal before last year, they could have stole him for $20 million a year.
Sure.
He just wanted the security.
Yep. Yep.
And I agree with you. I'm the one that called you before and told you I'm no longer watching the Patriots until Brady retires. I'm watching him at Tampa Bay. And
wow, so you are really Tom over team then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I am not watching the Patriots until Brady retires. I am not watching another game. I don't care. I think Kraft is a coward. And all the time he says, oh, this is my fourth son or third son. There's my boy and all the tapes and this and that. And then the guy restructures all his contracts to help you get – he bought the team for what, $700 million, and now it's worth almost $5 billion? That's because of Tom Brady.
Yep,
and
that's
what does
true.
Belichick say? What does Belichick say after every Super Bowl? The players have to execute. The players have to win the game. It's like you're saying, the old saying, my dad's old saying, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. He can give them all the information they want. They have to execute it. And that's what he says. The players do it all.
Oh,
you're not going to get a guy like Tom Brady out there. He's going to, I'm telling you, you just said it. He's going to have an MVP season this year. He's got a chip, you know, he's always at the chip in his shoulder. But now for them not signing him, forget it.
Well, I think for the next 2 years, the Patriots will rue the day that they did not lock up Tom Brady to keep him and have him retire here in New England. And I will tell you, Steve, if Bill was no longer the coach, Tom Brady would still be the quarterback. You can rest assured on that one.
You are. You say all the right things. Absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, Belichick says he's doing everything best for the team. How can getting rid of him this year when you have the hottest schedule in the NFL, getting rid of your number one guy, how can that be the best thing for the team?
It's not. It's not.
No, it's not. He's got to be an idiot to come out and even say that.
No. Yeah.
Just come out and say, listen, I don't want a 43-year-old guy or, you know, player in the back. I got to reroute the team. You know, come out and tell the truth. And now Kraft is saying that, oh, Brady could have stayed if he wanted to stay.
All right. We appreciate that. Hey, guys, I got to give a disclaimer out here. When you call in a sports talk radio show, and this is for everybody going forward, don't talk, the screener's ear off, okay? Don't talk the screener's ear off. Just who you are, where you're from, and what you want to talk about. Should take less than 8.3 seconds. We've timed it out on here. Don't. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll continue this discussion. Hour two, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.